Mm-hmm. They different from yellow jacket.
Yeah, they different from yellow jacket, but he care the same thing. He every sting you'll know it.
You might say yesterday a wasp stung me in the hand and it did what?
Swell up.
Yeah, swell up there, and you say look today how my hand is still.
It's puffed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a small kind of insects that'll bury in your skin and raise welts. You know, you get them out in the grass. What do you call those?
Red bug. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody ever call them chiggers or anything? Or just almost red bugs?
Yeah, the red bug.
Mm-hmm. As a kind of insect that jumps around in the grass, a little green thing, what do you call him? Yeah.
Grasshopper.
Ever heard anybody call him a hopper grass?
Hopper grass, that's the same thing.
As another kind of a little bitty fish that you can use for bait instead of a worm, what do you call that little fish you can use for bait?
A minnow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, sometimes what you don't want to get in your house, insects will get up there and weave a little thing up there in the corner, what do you call that?
A little spider.
Yeah, what's
he makes
bait?
A web. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see.
And then there's a black willow spider. Mm-hmm. He got a red dot in his back. Now he pulls a rattlesnake.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
He kill you.
If you don't get to the doctor right quick, that's it. Hmm. Sure will. There's a man around here in the army. He paralyzed him.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Sure did.
No. What do you call the parts of the trees that grow in the ground? You call them the... You know, the part of the tree that's underground there, you call that the what?
Root and taproot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any of those have any kind of value as medicine?
Yeah, they have medicine, but you know, we don't know it. Mm-hmm. There's a heap in it. See, now that doctor, that's where all the medicine come from, out of the wood. So see, we don't know it. Some I know and some I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the kinds of trees that you have around here, besides fruit trees and nut trees? What are some of the other kinds?
We have oak tree, sycamore tree, and pine tree, mm-hmm. and hickory tree, acorn mm-hmm. tree, mm-hmm. and oh, there's several of them.
What kind of tree?
Red oak. Tree and see red oak is his kind of now that's a chicken medicine. You can chicken gets sick. You can skin that bark and put it in his water and hit a
revive, make him better.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes,
that.
Yes, sir. Sure will.
I didn't know that. What are some of the kinds of bushes you have around here? You have a bush that maybe grows along the road by fences and its leaves turn bright red very early, and you have clusters of berries on it, and it's used by people in tanning leather sometimes. What do you call that kind of bush?
It's a huckleberry.
Huckleberry?
Yeah, he has a lot of little balls on that. He has a lot of them on that, but you don't see many of them now. They don't grow anywhere now.
Do people ever call those a shoemake?
Yeah, he got
that same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of bushes that you brush against and they'll make your skin break out and cause a rash? What are they?
That's a poison oak.
And what else? The other one? Is there another one?
Is
poison ivy the same thing as poison
oak? Poison ivy. Yeah. Ivy bush.
And you mentioned strawberries is one kind of berry that grow around here. What are some other kind of berries that grow around here?
Blackberry, dewberry. Mm-hmm.
What about the berries that have kind of a rough surface and some are red and some are black.
Strawberry.
Yeah, or do y'all grow raspberries around
here? Raspberry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If a berry kills you,